This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Enterprise with me, Angeline T. And today we have two very beautiful women with us in the studio, Masliza and Ilani Mansour. So they are the founders of Creati. And Creati is a DIY activity kit for children ages 6 and up that allows them to create their own wearable arts and craft pieces through simple instructions that, you know, that are included in the kit. So Masliza and Ilani, so just tell us, in essence, right, what's Creati and why have you decided to start, you know, this little venture?
By the way, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, yeah, what's the idea behind Creati?
Well, basically, it's it's a do-it-yourself children's T-shirt design product. We provide in a kit T-shirt, fabric marker, the fabric paint, glue, and specially designed stencil. And the children come up with their own wearable art.
Mm. We just want the kids to have fun. I think now it's a digital world, and we just wanted to go a bit of old school so they can, and also for families, for mom and dad, you know, brothers and sisters, to spend time together and do an activity. Because, like, you know, if you are, you know, with your gadget, you might not be able to, you know, you're together, but you're not doing anything together. So with this kit, we just wanted, you know, some good bonding, old-fashioned bonding time. So you spend like 1.5 hours with your family, and, you know, you get you know, something to wear at the end of the day.
Okay. So, I mean, I know the story behind this Creati. It's more than just a kit that allows kids to make their own T-shirts, right?
Yeah.
And there's a cause behind it. Mm-hmm. So tell us more about this.
Right. Okay. Well, we are a social enterprise, and we support esteem building and confidence building in children. It started with anti-bullying. I was an easy target in school, I got to admit. And I found my safe spot in the arts and, you know, find my way and built my confidence being involved in the arts. And I thought that, you know, that would be a good way to give back, you know, through Creati.
So how did the idea of Creati come about? I know that you're previously a teacher as well.
Yes, I have a psychology background, and I'm also a teacher. So
it was quite random, actually. I think, you know, when we usually hang out with friends, you know, and we see families who are not really interacting with each other, so that usually sparks conversation in a group of people that we're with. So, you know, you tend to, like, you know, talk about this problem, you know, and I mean, it's not like you have any solution for it. So one just fine day just started with an idea of, like, wouldn't it be good, you know, you just, you know, design your own T-shirt, right? It was just very random from, like a batik. We just started off with this, you know, one piece of batik. We're just like, huh, wouldn't it be great to design your own T-shirt?
And just then, looking at a piece of that batik.
Yeah, it was just very random. And then we went like, oh, wouldn't it be great, like, if we do something for children, you know? So, and then it's sort of like, it just came out of nowhere and all these pieces came together. And then we realized, like, you know, that there is, we have been talking about this issue. We've been seeing it around us anyhow. So why not use what we are good at and, you know, help, you know, the kids, help the younger generation. Like, my sister is the teacher, I'm the designer, and this is my way of giving back, you know, having to create, you know, something that I think is very beneficial, is useful. That's my way of giving back.
In what way is this a social enterprise then? Because I know you have a cause. It started out with the anti-bullying campaign, right? But, you know, looking this as a business as a whole, how would you describe this as a social enterprise?
Okay, so we just want to, again, give back to the community. So we hold workshops for underserved children. So that is the goal, so that, you know, not just kids that can afford it, but also kids who might enjoy the kit but cannot afford it. Because bullying comes It comes from a self-esteem point of view. You know, people, the kids who are getting bullied, and also the kids who are being bullied. You know, so it's a both party have a
something.
It all comes from self-esteem issues, really.
Yeah. So we wanted. So our way of giving back is just like, you know, we wanted the business model to have a cause. So, you know, by you know, selling this kit, so part of our profit goes back into the workshops. And, you know, we are hoping, you know, in time you could have more talks, more like camps, school camps, that we can talk about esteem building issues among children.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a bit more about, you know, the bullying currently in schools? What is it like?
Well, it's a problem that's, I mean, honestly, it's not really being acknowledged as much as it should. I mean, it's been around and people know it exists, but some tend to want to sweep it under the rug and not acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids suffer alone, basically.
Yeah, and I think also parents sometimes don't know how to deal with it, you know, like because there isn't any support group that we know of. How, you know, if their children are the victim of being bullied, like how do they handle it? Do they go to school? Do they, you know, so what's the best way? So sometimes we do want to spark a bit of a discussion of what it is. And even on our website, we do have some, you know, we write about this STEM issue. So hopefully, you know, parents can come and read it and have a little bit of idea of, you know, what it is. And certain people think bullying is just not, it's physical, but it's also emotional.
And we want to also give hope, saying that, okay, fine, this happened to you, but at the end of the day, you can rise above that bullying.
Yeah. And you did mention that, Ilani, right, you previously were a target in school, and then how arts actually helped you express yourself, right? And how do you think you're translating this, you know, using creativity?
You know, I know with me, being involved in arts, I know it's more of, at that point in my life, it's more of being involved in singing, choir, so that was lots of fun. I found my safe spot, like I said earlier. I think that's my biggest thing. Use the arts as a safe spot to express yourself and your thoughts and your energy, and not so much being focused on the negative stuff, because I know when you're being bullied, it's almost like you feel every ounce of you is being chipped away at. So having that, you kind of feel like, okay, I can do this. You know, I'm actually capable of doing something good, something fun, and at the same time, I'm like, okay, forget about the other stuff. I mean, kind of forget about the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and tell me more about the campaigns that you've worked with, you know, any workshop that you've run, and, you know, what are the children like, and who are they?
So most of the children, I think the last one we did was with a community centre. So they come from a lower income bracket. So again, like, they might not necessarily have the opportunity, you know, to get our product. So we get, you know, this was through family and friends to sponsor a child. So a kit, we call it a kit for a kid. So each child, so depending, you can, you know, sponsor more than, you know, one or two that you want. And we do give it under a discounted price, not the retail price. So, and for the last workshop, we did match it. Curity did match the amount as well. So, and then, so, you know, we got all these numbers. And so we go in and we do a workshop with the children. And it is amazing. I think we love going to do all these workshops.
Yeah.
They totally, thoroughly, like, enjoy it.
And the joy in their faces after they're done doing it and wearing it immediately just...
It's a very controlled chaos. And I think the fact that they are able to, you know, get something at the end of the day, they totally appreciate that. And the whole process, you know, we went through... And it's just not designing. Sometimes they have to be creative, you know, so we teach them, you know, it's just not one design, you know, you kind of have to put a bit of thought into it, in the whole process. So they, we see them, you know, right after the workshop, you know, they'll be wearing their shirt.
And the look, they have so much fun, and the joy in their faces that somebody actually took the time to spend time with them. And, you know, appreciate them and just kind of nurture them. It's heartwarming.
Yeah. So we had one girl.
Oh,
who, that's our favorite story. Like, yeah. We had one girl who had a bit of a
language
barrier. And so, you know, so she went in the workshop feeling a little bit shy, I think, you know, not quite sure what's going on, you know, what she has to do. A little bit scared. So, you know, we walked through her, you know, the whole process with the whole group. And by the end of the day, you know, she was the one that sort of like, you know, stayed a little bit behind and helped us cleaning up, you know, and started to, you know, kind of like have a little bit of conversation. And it was just like, you know, maybe 1.5 hours of us kind of like attending to her and sort of like, you know, asking her if she was doing okay, like, you know, her designs look great and encouraging her. You know, I think that's the encouragement that, you know, kids sometimes lack. You know, they want somebody to tell them that they can do it, you know.
She had tears come in. Like, she literally was about to cry. That's how scared she was. By the end of the day, she was tugging my pants, wanting to kind of help clean up. Mm-hmm. And then wearing the T-shirt, pointing to the T-shirt. So it was just like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know, I like the idea. I mean, you have a product, right, which is the kit to for kids to create their own T-shirt. But then the intention behind it is to actually teach children about being creative, to teach children about self-confidence. You're able to create things where you can possess and be proud of. But we'll find out more about the business model behind this. I mean, it's a great idea, but whether it's sustainable, but that's after this. In the studio, we have Lisa and Ilani Mansour. They are the founders of Createe, which is a social enterprise. To help the underserved children and also for the anti-bullying campaign. And this is Enterprise BFM 89.9. And we're back on Enterprise with Lisa and Ilani Mansour. They are the founders of Createe. And if you haven't figured it out already, they are sisters running this social enterprise together. And you know, people say don't go into business with your family. So any regrets?
Any regrets? No, not at all.
No, we're doing good.
We're doing good, yeah. We also have another partner, so not to make him feel left out. But yeah, for most parts, we've been working together on, you know, other stuff as well. So we got better with time. I think we didn't necessarily like each other maybe that much when we were younger. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say we had, you know, our differences. Yeah. And I think I think we're doing okay because, like, she totally knows, like, what I can and cannot do.
And she does the exact same thing. She gets my strength. She, you know, she gets where I'm weak at. Mm-hmm. And we kind of support each other.
So how do you then delegate your roles? I'm sure then you have to make it very clear. This is what I will be focusing on and this is what you focus on. How do you do that?
She's good at design. I let her handle when things that comes to, you know, promotion stuff. I mean, you know, posters, the banners, and coming up with the design. Mm-hmm. I leave it up to her. But then in the case of the stencils, for example, because she needs to check in with me, okay, how would the kids like it? And because of my psychology and education background, that she checks in with me and I can say, okay, maybe this might work and maybe this not. Mm-hmm. This idea, not so much. So we kind of bounce off each other.
Because we have our strength and weaknesses, obviously. I'm not... my sister is very good with her children. You know, she advised me on, you know, even the size of the markers. You know, I didn't quite realize that, you know, the bigger size marker makes a bit more sense when for motor skills for the children. You know, as a designer, you want everything like nice and thin and just like cute.
Minimalist.
Oh, minimalist, you know, right? And then I'm like, that's kind of chunky. But she's like, no, that's actually, you know, good for the children's grip. Yeah. And these are the things I, you know, I had to learn. And of course, you know, I'll run, you know, the idea of will this stencil be, you know, good for the kids? Is it too hard? Is it too easy kind of thing? So I think that is great, just because like then we know how each other works, and that has been to our advantage.
And also to learn not to judge kids' design taste.
Oh, definitely. She taught me a lot about that. I mean, when I began, yes, I'm like, oh my goodness, right? Like, just because I'm just so used to just like pretty things, right? It's horrible seeing that quote unquote pretty things. But you know, she's like, those are children. Like, I'm like, and I learned to appreciate it. I'm like, you're right. You know, like I shouldn't judge them. It's like all design. Like individual, even as adults, I don't think, you know, everybody has different design tastes. I think that's just an art is so subjective.
Okay, so now going back to these kits, right? How much does it cost for a kit?
Well, retail is at 65. Yeah, but we provide, you know, with all the components in it, with the fabric, glue, the markers, the batiks, the felt, and the googly eyes. And the T-shirt. So we really think it's worth it.
Okay. And then also, I mean, in this digital age, why venture into something that's traditional, like artwork and creative design?
Because there is room for, you know, all sorts of expression. You know, it's just not digital. You know, and I think sometimes we lose the fact that we use our hands to express ourselves. You know, as a child, you know, you pick up, at least me, you know, as when we were children, we would color pencil, right? You just draw, you do all this. And now kids have iPads, which is, you know, we're not saying technology is anything wrong. I think that's just, you know, part of our everyday life. But, you know, to give an option that is not, you know, digital, that they can just go beyond the iPads, you know, like a T-shirt, you can, you know, we had kids like in a back, front, so exploring more space, be more creative, more expressive, you know, you don't have that that barrier, you know, with iPad, your hands are just like touching a screen, you know, so give them something different. You know, I think life is about balance, you know, like let them explore, you know, what you might have explored when you were younger, but also give them the technology at the same time. Why not?
Okay. But any ideas of exploring into the digital space in the future?
For right now, not yet. Mm. So we'll explore that. But for right now, no, it will still, you know, going traditional.
Okay. Now, let's say if I'm a parent who's interested in getting this for my child, right? What should I do first?
Well, we have the website. So it's www.creativekit.com. You can check us out and purchase that the kit online. You can also find us on Facebook. At CreatiKit, just up CreatiKit, CreatiKit, and you'll find us there.
And retail, we are like she was mentioning before, we are also at PetroScience. That's the only retail that we have at the moment. And sometimes we do, you know, if you want to check out the stencils yourself before you buy it, you know, feel free to come over the weekend so you can just like, you know, draw it and see how you like it, and you can purchase it there as well.
And then where do you plan to take the company next?
Well, hopefully we want to take the business internationally. And,
get more sales, obviously, and go international.
Yeah. And also one more thing is that if companies or any NGOs or, you know, organizations that would like to be involved with you, you know, what should they do?
Give us a call. I mean, give us a call. We still love phone calls, or just write us email, and we'll see how we can help each other. We totally love to hear, you know, how we can work together. Mm. Definitely.
And our email is on creator, CREATOR at creativekit.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Liza and Ilani Mansour. They are the founders of CreateT, which is a DIY activity kit for children to make their own wearable pieces. And this has been Enterprise. I'm Angeline Tia, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.